say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight?
Bunny Tarnas by Sean Rooney. This is Barb. Welcome to Crack O' Dawn, July 5th. But I couldn't resist, even though July 4th is over officially, I suppose, I couldn't resist little Roseanne Barr to kick off the crack. So, hi. The good thing he told me his name as we were walking in, because I introduced him to Dirk wrongly. And, because I don't even know you and I never heard your music. I just thought you were cute when I met you. So that's Crack O' Dawn for you. But that you were in the right venue, so I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. 21 Grand with Mark Trail, you and Kay Atchley.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, three of us.
So I knew. You were in good company. I couldn't go. I couldn't go wrong. So, what'd you do on the 4th?
Actually, not that much. I hung out in my house and cleaned up my studio. Actually, kind of lame and boring. And I made bread. I baked a loaf of bread.
Oh, really? With a bread maker or from scratch?
No, with the bread maker. I didn't even do it from scratch.
But still, that's not bad. What does a bread maker do? It kneads, eh?
Yeah, it kneads, okay. and then it handles all the rising technicalities.
White or whole wheat or whatever? What?
Potato.
Oh, good. So, not to get too technical, but how was that piece, Bunny Tarnas, realized?
That was a super collider patch that I wrote a long time ago that had a pitch a frequency follower on it. And
you can pull the mic down.
Had a pitch follower on it that was controlling the frequency of some filters. And I was playing some samples through the filters and running a sound into the computer that was the frequency follower was trying to track the pitch of. But the sound I was running into the computer was a pretty screwed up, noisy sample that it didn't know what to do with the frequency, so it freaks out.
Well, which is sounds good to me. So what are we going to hear now?
This one actually doesn't have a name yet. I'm kind of toying with a couple of them.
What are you toying with? Maybe we can get the listeners to phone in. Well, maybe we shouldn't tell them. You can give Sean a call, 510-848-4425, and once the music is on and once you've listened to it a bit, and you can just give him some ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you want to intro it any further, or should we just listen?
No, why not just let it go.
Okay. Untitled, Sean Rooney. Well, the working title, I understand, is called The Bell Nipple by Sean Rooney. So, explain The Bell Nipple.
Well,
this is really weird about Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah.
After he invented the telephone.
So yeah, apparently he was he became infatuated with sheep, and he spent the last 30 years of his life kind of as a recluse trying to breed sheep that had more than two nipples, because he thought that if they had more than two nipples, that would mean they would have more than one lamb at a time. They would have litters of lambs.
Wouldn't they need four then? If two produces one, they might need four.
He was going for 8 and 10. He wanted them to be like dogs and cats. But apparently the wool was bad, and the meat was bad, and everything about them was bad. But he stayed at it.
Wow.
But kind of a little crazy, I think.
They say that everybody wants to do what they're second best at. It's like, you know, remember Gilbert and Sullivan? The one who, I think it's Sullivan, wrote the music. But the operettas were never enough for him. He thought they were too light. And he wanted to write serious opera and symphonies. And he was just a dud at it. You know, and he was a genius at the melodies that he wrote for, you know, for those libretti, for the comic operas. But there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I've decided to keep sticking to songs like Boner Boy and I can't say it. Don't F with Me, etc. Anyway. So, that's beautiful. I love that piece.
Thanks.
If you want to call in, keep those calls coming. 510-848-4425. And the girl who didn't get it, I hope you've moved along, actually, because it's only going to get more intense. I was going to say it's only going to get worse, but it isn't worse for us. It's better every minute. So what should we do now?
Well,
we want number three, eh?
Yeah, number three. That's that one has a name. It's called Slots. So, I guess
slots as in like slot machines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's pretty obvious why. You know, once you hear it, I was out at Circus in Reno, and I had my little MP3.
Is that where you got married?
No.
Oh.
No. Although that would have been, wouldn't have been fun. But no, we didn't get married there. I was just out there gambling, whatever, and I had my my mini disc recorder and was just walking around in the slot machine area, and the sound is just so great in the middle of all those slot machines. It's like, and they're all tuned, you know, just right so that it sounds exciting or whatever. So I just started recording and had to use those samples somewhere. So I put them together with some old samples I had made of my computer motherboard, kind of tweaking out and freaking out. And this is what I came up with.
Thank you.
What should we do now?
Well,
we want number three, eh?
Yeah, number three. That's that one has a name. It's called Slots. So, I guess
Slots as in like slot machines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's pretty obvious why, you know, once you hear it. I was out at Circus in Reno, and uh-huh. I had my little MP3.
Is that where you got married?
No.
Oh.
No. Although that would have been, wouldn't have been. It okay. wouldn't have been fun. But no, we didn't get married there. I was just out there gambling, whatever, and I had my my mini disc recorder and was just walking around in the slot machine area, and the sound is just so great in the middle of all those slot machines. It's like, and they're all tuned, you know, just right so that it sounds exciting or whatever. So I just started recording and had to use those samples somewhere. So I put them together with some old samples I had made of my computer motherboard, kind of tweaking out and freaking out. And this is what I came up with.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of dead air on Live 105, like really, really bad.
Well, we're just taking, don't you always pretty much take your cues from what happens on Live 105?
That's it. So that was pedal conversion,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to tell us anything about that, Sean? Sean Rooney's my guest, by the way, in case you just tuned in.
Yeah, that's a collaboration that's between myself and my buddy Yoshi Sodioka, who lives in New York. And we were just sending files back and forth, sending MP3s back and forth to one another, and chopping them up and, you know, pretty much just fouling them up.
So that is that available if people want to buy that? Like, that's on Sans Souvenirs?
That's right. It's on Sans Souvenirs, which is a compilation from a Spanish label called Uzbap. So not sure where it's available around here, but I know they have a website, uzbap.com, where you can buy it.
And Uzbap is O-O, I was going to say Z, I'm Canadian, O-O-Z-E dot B-A-P. P mm-hmm. as in Peter. And do you want to give out, are you going to be playing anywhere locally or somewhere else soon?
No definite dates yet, but...
why don't you give it your email or website or something?
Yeah, you can go to www.ntet.net, and I'll be listing what's coming up.
Okay, there. So NTET. NTET.net. So what's NTET like for?
Well, NTET started
like Tet, like Vietnam, the holiday, or no?
No, like quartet or quintet, but we didn't know how many people were going to be in our group, so we just said, well, there'll be N members, so it'll be NTET.
Oh.
So it seemed clever at the time. Now it's lost some of it.
It's cachet?
Yeah.
Lost a little bit.
What made it special?
It's funny thing that, eh? The shelf life of special things in the 21st century. Very short.
Getting shorter every day. I just read an article today about the guy. There's a Turkish guy who had a website called I Kiss You. And he was like a world web celebrity for a while, a couple of months, traveling around the world being a celebrity, and now he's just some forgotten guy a year later.
Oh, dear. So, unlike me, whose fame grows by the year. No, it's true. If you live long enough, after a while, like our little new music umbrella thing, because, you know, people... They go, well, who are you? I never perform. I never go to concerts. I never do anything except lie in my bed and watch French videos, actually. Really. And throw a dinner party now and then. But I meet people and, you know, I say, hi, what's your name? And they'll go, hi, I'm Nick Collins. And I go, oh, hi. I'm Barbara Golden. He goes, well, I know that. What's this?
I brought one of his CDs. Oddly
so
enough.
So should we, what are we playing now? What do we have up?
Oh, right.
Can I just interrupt you?
Sure,
I forgot.
Sure.
Station ID time. You're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. I'm Barb. This is Crack O'Don. Sean Rooney is my guest. And keep those calls coming in. It's like you're just like flooding the wave, flooding the bell nipple. 510-848-4425. I'm having trouble keeping up with the volume of calls, but we'll try to accommodate you.
I know that it's just ringing off the hook.
The frickin' hook. I love frickin' now. You can just like, you don't, it doesn't curb me anymore. You know, I started the show, you could just say anything, and I did.
Yeah.
And then like the, with the whole FCC crackdown, I guess, and then, then, you know, you can't say the seven bad words. But I think now after midnight, do you know that tit is one of the seven bad words?
It is?
Could you believe that?
Well, you just said it.
It is one of the seven bad words. Anyway, it's hard to believe. Okay.
Wow.
The bell nipple.
The bell N.
And tit.
Star, 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 star.
Okay.
So what is this one? This one is a collaboration with some different folks. This is this is a group called Crispus that is myself and my friend JY, good friend of mine, and another guy named Mike Dillon. And this song is Nafaloneliest. That's really great. He's that's all pedal feedback, so or effect feedback. I don't know if he uses actual pedals, but that's I use a similar, you know, technical approach, but the stuff I do ends up sounding a lot different. But he's one of my favorites. He's really good. But and then before that was Nicholas Collins, which who you know.
Yep. That lightning strikes not once, but twice. And so that story, if you listened, which I didn't, but Sean told me, the guy that was struck by lightning, got blind, was blind 20 years, got struck by lightning again, and got his sight back. Amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And a true one at that.
Apparently, yeah.
Wow. So, moving right along.
Moving right along. The next one is another feedback type thing. It's a group called Temporary Contemporary, and there are two guys, one of whom does feedback, but he doesn't use pedals. He uses just a mixing board that's fed back into itself, and then a percussionist named Jason Kahn, who played at the Luggage Store in San Francisco last year at some point, and it was a really good show. So that's this one.
Nice piece. Now, who's that?
That is Temporary. You first.
Temporary.
Contemporary.
Yeah. God, we got getting a shtick here. This is frightening.
And then I says,
Well, thanks.
Oh, thank you. It was
much.
A lot of fun.
He's decamping now, and we're gonna do a really huge switch. We're gonna do the switcheroo straight to Leonard Cohen. I had the opportunity of interviewing Leonard Cohen in his hotel room at the Durand Hotel in 1988. I was just on the verge of going to Indonesia to tour with the Balinese band I play with, and I phoned Bill Graham Presents or somewhere, Cal Performances, for tickets, for press tickets for Leonard Cohen. They said, you know, he doesn't have a lot of press for this tour. Do you want to interview him in his hotel room at the Durand Hotel? And I said, certainly, certainly. Yes, yes. Twist my arm. So, okay, so we're going to hear some Leonard Cohen. And thanks so much, Sean Rooney. And ntet.net. ntet.net. You know, www, whatever. I can hardly say it at this hour. So, email him and check out his site, and you'll see all the upcoming stuff, okay? So thanks.
Thank you.
Like a bird.